Okay, so it's a bit of a mystery. Why would finding 50 pence make you so incredibly deliriously happy over the whole of your lifespan? And the argument is there's something about unexpected things, unexpected benefits, unexpected gifts that actually are massive in terms of making us happy. And there is a paradox right there. How do you generate the unexpected?
That's Dr. Raj Prasad. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for vibing with me today as we have returning speaker, author, executive coach, and psychiatrist, Dr. Raj Prasad, returning to the show. And the last time we had him on, he spoke about happiness. And he specifically talked about there being two types of happiness, which he labeled type one and type two. So today he's going to continue on that talk about happiness and wrap it up by talking about the last two pillars of happiness that we all need for long lasting happiness. Here's Dr. Raj Prasad. Enjoy.
The other key point about understanding deep within, embedded within the word happiness, there's more complexity, is that there's different intensity levels of happiness. So we could construct a crude scale of 0 to 10, where 10 measures your happiness levels and 10 is at the top and 0 is at the bottom. So we could survey you in this room and there'll be a group of people scoring 4, 5, or 6 on our crude happiness scale. We would call those people the mildly content. There'll be people scoring 8, 9, or 10 who, as I'm talking to you now, are experiencing what we might call throbbing ecstasy. And then there's some other people who'd be scoring 0, 1, 2, or 3 and who'll be very, very upset and low indeed. By the way, can I just address the people who are experiencing throbbing ecstasy as I'm talking to you? And can I just say to you, you really need to get out more. Now, the really interesting thing is if we were to survey you today and get your scores on happiness levels, and there'll be some people scoring 8, 9, or 10, a large number of people clustered in the middle, getting the mild contentment, some people scoring 0, 1, 2, or 3. If we were to survey you in a year later, we all meet again for another TEDx event, and a TED Talk event, and we measure the happiness levels, we would find that the people who are scoring 4, 5, and 6 a year earlier would be very likely to be scoring 4, 5, and 6 again. In other words, mild contentment is incredibly stable. The people who are scoring 8, 9, or 10 or throbbing ecstasy are extremely unlikely to have had the impact of my talk last all year, and they're very unlikely to be hitting 8, 9, or 10. In fact, they're more likely to be at the 0, 1, 2, or 3. In other words, beware the pursuit of intense happiness. We live in an advertising culture that drapes attractive people over the bonnets of sports cars to say you're going to have intense happiness if you buy this product. Beware that. In fact, the best thing to go for is not intense happiness, which is what modern culture presses upon you through advertising and the media, but the less sexy, more boring thing, but more stable thing to go for is mild contentment. It's not a very sexy message, is it? You can't imagine it galvanizing people. You can't imagine people, millions of people, marching on Parliament going, what do we want? Mild contentment. When do we want it? Well, whenever you can get around to it, because we're like mildly content anyway. Okay, so another secret to life, the universe, and everything in terms of happiness is beware the pursuit of 8, 9, and 10. Go after mild contentment. It's not sexy, but it's incredibly stable. And that might be the best thing to go to. Okay, one final point I want to make about the secret of happiness. Famous recent psychology experiment was done whereby people were given a mundane photocopying task. They had to photocopy some work. It was very boring. And in condition one of the experiment, they do the photocopying task, and then they're asked by their psychologist, how happy are you? And happiness in the sense of how happy are you over your whole life? In condition two of the experiment, another group of people who do exactly the same task, boring photocopying task, but they're engineered by the experimenter to discover, unknown to them, they discover a small amount of change left in the photocopying machine they get to keep. It's like 50 pence. It's trivial, okay? But when those people are asked to rate how happy they are with their whole lives in general, they're incredibly happier than the other people who didn't find the 50 pence piece. Okay, so it's a bit of a mystery. Why would finding 50 pence make you so incredibly deliriously happy over the whole of your lifespan? And the argument is there's something about unexpected things, unexpected benefits, unexpected gifts that actually are massive in terms of making us happy. And there is a paradox right there. How do you generate the unexpected? How do you reliably produce the unexpected? Well, you have to take risks. You heard a talk earlier about festivals. There was a sense in which at those festivals, there was a gambling open-mindedness. You were being told that anything could happen, and you need to take the risk of anything happening a bit more. Basically, the ultimate conclusion I want to make is understand there's only two kinds of happiness, type one and type two. Understand, don't go for throbbing ecstasy, go for mild contentment, and look for that hidden 50 pence piece.
Big thanks to Dr. Raj Prasad for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him and his wonderful work, you can go to his website, drrajprasad.com. His Instagram is Rajendra, and the number zero. His YouTube is entitled Raj Prasad, and his latest book is entitled Can't Get You Out of My Head. And the last time we had him on the show, in which he spoke about that type one and type two happiness, is episode 580. So you can go back and check that out if you like. And lastly, if you want to watch the entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in, is deep and meaningful happiness truly possible? And I'll have all the links to everything that I just mentioned. All of it will be in the show description, so you can go and check that out. All right. Lastly, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see daily inspirational reels of all your favorite speakers that we feature on the show. And don't forget to also follow the show or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast or Spotify Podcast. All right. That is a wrap for me. As I always say, and I truly mean, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I will see you back here Monday. So, until then, stay strong. Later.